Gus, what a fantastic feeling. You've been part of this club for 4 years and you finally got the Soares shield in your hands, man.
Yeah, it's unreal. We had a pretty good win there at the end. It was a tough game against Barbaz, but more or less a good day for the club. We've been building all year for this day and it's paid off.
It's been certainly something for 3 years after losing, you know, to the Blues. They took the premiership off you a couple of years ago, but it's been an end to a stellar season where you've only lost one game.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We lost one game, but I guess it's been kind of a three-year campaign. We've been rebuilding since 2014, and the same group of mates come right through, and it's paid off after 3 years of hard work.
And your mate, you've been putting your arm around for the last 3 or 4 years. Ollie, he's on his way. He's leaving. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, no, he's been really good. He's a great attribute to our club, and more or less, he's going to go a long way in rep footy and club footy later on in life. So it's good to see.
What about Tommy as a coach? He deserves this success.
Yeah, definitely stuck by us for a few tough years, and yeah, we appreciate all the time and effort our coaches give us, and yeah, really happy to be a part of it.
And also seconds getting the job done as well, fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. You know, to come up a team that's undefeated in the grand final and get over them, that's a real real big feat and stuff that, you know, footy guys dream of, so it's good.
And what about yourself? You going to move on or are you going to stick around for a couple more years?
Moving on out of, I guess, Albies and to bigger and better things. Hopefully join just a bit more country rugby and, yeah, see where the wind takes us, I guess.
Yeah, and finally, the last 4 years have just been fantastic playing not only for New South Wales country under-20s but just the experience of playing first grade in this competition in New England.
Yeah, most definitely. Rep foot is a great opportunity, but more or less, yeah, playing with your college mates, it doesn't get much better. That's pretty special footy to play.
Well done, Gus. All the best moving forward, man.
Thank you very much.
Ollie, this has been the end of a 4-year dream, man. Must be absolutely surreal to finally get the job done.
Yeah, mate, it's been a long while. First year we probably should have won, probably back in 2013, and then had a tough year after that, and then the next 2 years we've just been building, and to top it off like that, it's something special.
And also on top of that, you played for the New South Wales Country Cockatoos this year as well. Just a great experience to be part of that team.
Oh yeah, unreal. I learned a lot from the blokes there and Tomo and the other coaches. Yeah, to finish it off like that, it's been a bloody good year.
And the 4 years, man, the experience of you coming from the city to the country has been well worth it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Memories forever at this place. Honestly, probably one of the only blokes that moved from the city to the country, but I'll never forget it. It's probably the best thing I've ever done.
And you'd advise kids, instead of scratching around in third grade Colts, to maybe come out and get a real experience, play under 20s for whatever, and get the chance to maybe play for the Cockatoos and move through the system in another way.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's pretty underrated, the system, really. I mean, not only do you meet some of your best mates here, but the experience and the rugby is still quite outstanding. You still learn plenty, so definitely.
And what about university itself? When you knock it over, what are you going to do now?
I'm not too sure at the moment, mate. I think I'll assess what my options are next year, but I think it's either back to Sydney or go up to Brizzy, so it's still deciding.
But still, you're only 22, 23, so you've got plenty of time to chase the Super Rugby dream and maybe go through the NRC as well.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. But yeah, just one step at a time, and this is a great experience, and I'll never forget it. And yeah, definitely just build on that from there.
And finally, Tom's just added a bit of polish to you over the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, he's been great. He's been an Albie supporter since forever. He's getting on now, so I think it's definitely the right thing to do to top it off with a premiership for Big Fire.
Thanks for your time, Paul. We wish you all the best, and we look forward to seeing you in Super Rugby colours.